So this knowledge is very powerful, so you better use it wisely. You better use it wisely because you'll understand, I think. So it's very clear, and I've made it. If a person can't hear me now, I don't know if they can ever hear me. I've made it very clear. If the Bible says in Adam all die, the Bible is clear that in Adam all die. That means you're a copy of Adam. In your flesh, in your 3D flesh, avatar, clay body, you're a copy of Adam. And in Adam, all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Now, Adam was way back before. He was before you showed up on the scene. Eve is a piece cut off from Adam, so she's actually a copy. She's a copy from the side of Adam, right? She don't have all the parts Adam has. She has different parts, but she's still a copy. She was taken out of Adam. The two shall be one, right? The two become one. Now, in Adam all die, so that includes the women. So I wanted to say that because I didn't want people to say, well, then women weren't born in sin. Yeah. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Eve dropped mankind down into time. The cycle repeat, 28-day cycle, the moon goes around the earth 28 days. That's a type and a shadow of Eve's 28-day cycle. That tells you also that every 28 days your mortgage is due, your car payment's due. When she has a baby, the baby's due, right? The birthing. So every month there's a cycle birthing process. You understand what I'm saying? So in Adam all died. Adam was before you, before end time. Now think about what I just said, before end time. I'm not talking about past, present, and future when I say that. I know what you think when I say it. Before end time. I'm talking about before end time. Time, every day is the same. And so he became, okay, so you showed up on the scene after Adam. Aft, like a ship has aft. Before and after. In front of, behind. So Adam was in front of you. You were behind Adam. Just because it says before and after doesn't mean that time is linear. It just means that he showed up on the scene first. It's a scene. It's a scenario. But that's not even my whole point. You should be able to grasp what I just said. When you look out in front of you, those things in the distance haven't actually appeared right in front of you yet, but they're out there. But when you drive or you walk towards something, it starts to become more clear and it starts to appear. And so it's a holographic projection, and the hologram, all possibilities are in Christ, and everything that you ever can think about is already out there. Maybe it hasn't appeared yet, but it's still there. And you collapse the wave function by faith. And that's still not even what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is, in Adam all die. So Adam is a pattern of sin and death for the human race. There's the fractal. Adam is the fractal because Adam and Eve dropped all man into time. Eve is the mother of all living. She's a fractal pattern of the cycle that's in your body. Even the man has a sleep cycle, has a hormone, has a eating cycle, has a the man has a cycle, but it's not the birthing cycle. But Eve is the mother of all living, so even animals have cycles. The universe has a cycle. Everything has a cycle. So there's your fractal pattern right there. In Adam and Eve is the fractal pattern. Eve has a head. Her head is Adam. Adam and Eve. Eve is to follow after Adam. The tail follows the head. If you look at a dog, he has a head and a tail. A cat, he has a head and a tail. The tail follows the head. That's why when they talk in the vulgar, the men go out and say, where are you going? And he'll use the vulgar term to find him a woman, some tail. So it doesn't matter if you speak in the vulgar. It doesn't matter if you speak in the ethereal, the spiritual, the typology. It all is the same truth. It's all the fractal truth. And so if in Adam all died, there's your fractal pattern for every other human being. But in Christ all live. By faith you enter in. So now you're in Christ. And so he's life. So those who are in Christ have life. Those who are not in Christ have death. So it's a fractal pattern through and through. So in Adam, all died. So there's your inverted reality. There's your mirror reality, your upside down reality. In Christ, all is eternal life. So the spirit mind is the mind of Christ. The flesh mind is the mind of the old Adam. And so your old Adam can't see the new mind. And so all these legalistic churches and all these people who think that they have arrived, most of them haven't arrived, because they don't understand the deep esoteric meaning behind what's right in front of them. In Adam all died. That's a fractal. That's a copy machine. That's a repeat. In Jesus all live. That's a fractal. That's a copy machine. That's a repeat. But the death is inverted from life. So everything that the flesh creature, the flesh mind, tries to do, it just backfires and it brings destruction. They are their own worst enemy. In the flesh, in the flesh mind, you are your own worst enemy. You try to figure it out in the energy of the flesh, you can't do it. And that's why you can't hear what I'm saying right now, because you're trying to figure it out in the energy of the flesh. And all you have to do is think about sons of God, images of God. God made man in his image. What is an image? Look it up in the etymology. An image is a copy machine, a copy. This is a copy machine turning out copies of Jesus. There's your fractal hologram right there. And the story repeats moment by moment, day by day, month by month, year by year. And you're being hit by Source. Source is hitting you every day. You're going around and around and around the center point, which is Source. And the Source never changes, but you change. And so every time Source hits you, you get closer to Source and you start to think more like Source. So every day is a fractal, holographic Turing machine to turn you back to Source and to think like Source and to move into that deeper knowledge and wisdom and understanding and actually walk in power. And this is why it's so dangerous, because if you really tie into Source, they're going to try to take you out, because you're going to be, look, if you tie into Source, they're going to take you out, because Wile E. Coyote realizes he'll never win. But they can't touch you, because every time they touch you, Source knocks them back. Have you noticed that? And you see that in the book of Revelation. They come to attack the camp of the saints. And God knocks them back. Every time they try to attack you, they get knocked back. And they's like, wow, I can't knock them down. How does it? It's like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps going. Have you experienced that? You should have, because it's a fractal. You should know exactly what I'm talking about if you're safe. They try to take you out, and it always backfires. Every time. The powerful part about this is you can live in peace and you can overcome, because you're walking by faith and not by sight. That in itself is a fractal hologram concept. it's outside of time. It's a, you, when you realize it's all a projection, I'm in the grocery store. When you realize it's all a projection, it's finished at the cross, then you know you're just repeating every day until you get that mind. And when that mind, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, when you step into that mindset, it's over. And when it's over, and they know that you're spreading the news, you gotta watch your back. Because if you don't, they will take you out. Because the machine doesn't like your kind. Because when you step into that, you become extraterrestrial. And if you watch all the movies, they want to kill the extraterrestrials. And so in Christ, you are an ET. Outside of time. Outside the natural. Outside the earth plane. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. And so if you're seated in the heavenlies, that means you're extraterrestrial. Walking it out down here, you're like a shapeshifter to them. And they don't like it. They don't like it because Jesus came to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and they don't want to admit they're sinners, which is the best thing that could ever happen to them, but they can't admit it. And so when you open your mouth with these kind of truths, they won't take you out. It's dangerous. It's really dangerous.